Hey everybody, welcome back to the show and thank you for joining us for episode 7 of season 3 of Pillow Talk Uncensored. I'm Fatima.
And I'm Dom.
On today's episode, we gave the guys a chance to talk about God Code, and it was interesting to say the least. But before we get into that, this week's episode is sponsored by Acoma Aesthetics. Acoma Aesthetics is my go-to for all my waist beads and anklets. All the jewelry and accessories are handmade with products straight from Ghana. Get right for summer and shop with Acoma Aesthetics and be sure to tell them Pillow Talk sent you. Hey guys, welcome to the show. Pringle, welcome back to the show. And thank you, Tay, for joining us. So before we get into today's topics, I want to give you guys a chance to let the listeners know a little bit about you and where they can find you at on social media.
I can go first.
What's going on, y'all? Boy, you got it, Pring.
My name is Gerald Pringle. You can find me on Instagram as 1.pring. Cool guy. I fix credit fix, business funding, anything in that direction. You know, come holler at me on the gram.
What's going on, y'all? My name is Deontay. I am a Westchester alumni. I currently work for Yelp as an inside sales representative. And I'm also a serial entrepreneur. I have a clothing line. I have a consulting business and I operate a Toro rental car business originally from, you know, Philadelphia. And you can follow me on Instagram at tae.100. So that's TAE.100. My clothing line is PLMKR.100. And my consulting business is DP Business Connect.
Thank you. We got some businessmen on this episode. So thanks for sharing. So last week's episode, well, the last episode was all about girl code. So it's only right we get into the guy's perspective on guy code because we really dying to know what y'all guiding principles are. Because if you ask me,
is there any?
I don't believe there are any. So we just going to jump right into it with guy code. What is y'all guy code? Like, what are some common rules?
You gotta, so give me like, you know, give us some examples of, cause you know, we could talk about God code, you know, all day. So just give me some examples.
If y'all had one golden rule, like on the last episode, we said, don't date my ex. Like,
they don't care about that.
If y'all had one golden rule that every guy around the world, regardless of race, background, or culture knows this is God code, what would it be?
So one of my, it's a couple of them. It's hard to say just one. We don't fall out over chicks. Like, we can't fall out over chicks, man. The bond got to be solid enough and you got to let them choose because chicks going to choose.
What you mean? Like, what's the context of that, bro?
A lot of people fall out. A lot of men fall out over women and money. And a lot of beef is over women. Like, a lot of these beef, this beef out here is always like a chick or some money involved. So like, you just gotta like, keep it playing. Like, sometimes you might run into a situation where you thought you had a chick and it might not have been what you thought. You can't get mad at whoever she chose. You know what I mean? You can't get mad if she chose somebody and then you mad at that person or, you know, she ended up coming at your homie depending on the circumstances, as long as, you know, he ain't started. She did you a favor because she wasn't for you in the first place, but just make sure your relationships are strong enough and don't let, you know, a situation like that throw you off, because that's just, to me, that's like a sign of insecurity. That means you wasn't, you know, secure with yourself if you let somebody come in between, somebody that you respect and got love for. So that's like, we don't fall out over chicks.
Okay, so you brought up a good point about if a girl go after your homie, only if he don't initiate it. So what if he do? Like, what if, like, that's your ex situation, whatever, and he like, bro, because y'all tend to ask for permission.
Okay, that's the thing.
So how do that look? Like,
that's a solid question. Like, so like, damn, y'all, I don't know. Y'all asking for the sauce. Y'all trying to get the sauce. Y'all trying to.
Yeah, we need to know.
I don't know.
Come on, Frank. I know you did it before.
It's like red.
How? We just want to know.
Like, y'all be like, bro, I'm trying to come in. Yeah, like,
I feel like this, like me, I never came and none of my homies, like, I got a rule myself, a personal rule before I got like a man rule. If that's my man girlfriend, that's his ex-girlfriend, you know, I might not even look you in the eye. You feel me? But like a girl like my man hit or whatever, and you mean, he had fun with her, and if she choose, you know, she choose, like, take it, like, you know, that's a golden rule. You know what I'm saying? You just can't, I mean, I'm initiating it. I feel like it's really cool if it's not my girl. Like, that's how I personally feel. But if it's like wifey, you know, like a golden rule for dudes is like, you know what I mean? Like, not wifey.
Okay, so it could just be somebody that he fucking and you can also fuck her.
Not like that. Like, I'm not going to go. I mean, personally, I'm not going at her. But if she choose, you know what I mean? Like, she choose. And I'm going to tell my man, like, yo, like, she choose, you know what I mean? See what type of time my man on. You feel me? I mean, if she pretty, you know, I might dip and dab, but most likely not, then I will, you know what I'm saying? Because that's just an ex situation, not an ex from him, but that's just like an ex situation that he was in.
So the consensus is she had to come at y'all first for y'all to consider it.
Yeah,
for the most part, like, as long as like your wife and your main chick, like that's off limits. Like, you can't, like he was saying, like, that's law. Like, you don't, because it that means you don't respect that person. So why y'all friends anyway? You coming at my girl. But it's, you'd be surprised out here though.
Well,
you definitely be surprised. It's like a doggy world out here right now.
And like the stuff niggas do, like, that's like I'm saying, a lot of people fall out over it. But like you're saying, if it's somebody that's like, because like, I mean, women do it too. Like, it's chicks that deal with the same dude all the time. Like, for some reason, chicks, like, I don't know, like, I'm about to flip this on y'all. Why y'all get a rush out of dealing with a dude that's dealing with a bunch of chicks at the same time?
I don't get a rush out of it. Okay. I don't like it at all.
I don't like that. I want my man all to myself. It's my man is not my man. I don't care. Right. I want more to myself.
That's why I don't have a man, because it's all crazy.
We ain't doing that. No. Sorry, no. So I've messed with y'all.
So y'all, like y'all saying wifey and girlfriend is off limits. So taking it to the social media front, are y'all allowed to like your homies' girls' pics on the gram?
Yeah.
A bathing suit picture, Miami picture.
Yeah.
With the ass out, with the thong bathing suit on it.
Listen, like Tay brung up before, like that's like that's where the insecurity factor come into play. Like, I mean, I've been in a situation before where I had a girlfriend before. You know, you get in a situation where your girlfriend knows some of your homies know your girl, and vice versa. I'm going to show love, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to like a pic because it's just Instagram. But, like, now you DMing and all that conversation, DM, now that's just another story. But, like, I won't feel no type of way that my homie or even, like, my girlfriend is liking my man picture on the gram, vice versa, my man liking my girlfriend picture on the gram, because it's really just the gram. But the DM, that's, like I said, a whole nother story.
So he can't react her eyes to the story?
Fuck no.
But, like, so if the picture is, like, her ass is in the camera, like, that's the picture, your man looking at your girl ass, like, she posted it.
You gotta think about it like this. That wouldn't be my girl, because somebody that I would be in a relationship with is not even presenting herself like that in the first place. You feel me? Like, that's just 100% me for real. So I never really been in that situation before.
Okay. You know, a bathing suit picture, like, come on. Like, you know, girls turn around
the way story. You can even like stories now. You don't even got
like, yeah, like.
Let me flip it though. Like, if you put that much thought into it, that's a problem. Like, as a friend. You can't, like, I'm not going to like this pic because you got to like the pic to like the pic. If you looking at, oh, she naked, should I like it or not? Like, that's where you thinking a little too. It's Instagram. If it's a nice pic and you showing love, you liking it. Like, it ain't, once you start thinking, like, damn, she, and then you going to start overthinking. And I say just show love on the gram. See somebody out enjoying themselves. They on vacation, they on the beach in Cancun. You can like the pic. Like, I mean, it ain't like, it's funny though, because probably people that really be like, damn, should I like this or not? But I feel like the moment you overthink it or put too much thought into it, it ain't that serious. Like, you liking a pick, if they comfortable, you know you ain't going at her, so you don't mean no harm. I'm just showing love. That's what Instagram for.
Yeah, that's 100%. I believe, like, back off what Tay was saying, like, your intentions will definitely eat at you. You know what I'm saying? So if you got good intentions, then you won't even think about it, like Tay said. But if your intentions are like you got ill intentions, then you're going to think about it. You're going to hesitate, like, damn, like, I mean, should I do this or should I not? That's just really what it is.
Yeah, that's a good point. I agree with you. And so as we thinking about guy friendships, which is a whole nother matter. So when it comes to loyalty, one, what is your definition of loyalty in your friendship? Like, what does that look like for y'all?
Like, are you just asking in general?
Yeah, or even like... Let me give you a situational question. In a situation when your homeboy is dead ass wrong, like, you know he wrong for whatever it is he's doing, is your loyalty still going to lie with him? Or are you going to tell him about himself? Like, all right, the example I'm thinking about, if he cheating on his girl and you know his girl, what you doing?
See, that's untapped territory. There's certain territories that you don't engage in, because that's really not your business. And once you put yourself in it, you won't get caught up in whatever else they got going on. We done all try to save somebody, but you can't save somebody that ain't even going to leave the situation. Like, I've been there, done that.
But you don't once know you- they not going to leave. Like, how you know they not going to leave?
Because I'm saying, like, once you get too much in somebody's relationship, they open up stuff that you going to be dealing with their problem. We all been there. We all tried to be the nice person and try to help out and look out, and the attention be good, but you don't never know where somebody stands in regards to their relationship. And at that point, like, it ain't necessarily you being a loyal friend, it's just you respecting that that's not, like, that's not really your business. That's not, you're not in that relationship. Like, I'm not about to say, what, yo, stop cheating on your girl when she could have cheated on him. They could be dealing with something. Like, it's just other variables, and you don't really know both sides of the story. And like,
but you know your friend. Yeah, you know. So, okay, let's do a different example. As far as loyalty, because, you know, girls, we like to think of it as like, if you're my friend, there are certain things you should not be doing and certain things you should be doing. Especially in, like, when you're not in my presence, I should be able to expect that you going, you know, check situations if somebody talking shit about me or something like that. How do y'all handle loyalty in your friendship? Like, what are y'all do's and don'ts? Like, what is something that I'm cutting this nigga off because he not loyal?
Gossip. Somebody, like, saying my name and like, I ain't even around, or they envious toward me. And it's like, I talk about them highly. Like, I'm not saying I don't talk about my homies sometimes, because we all got the type of friendship. We're like, yo, you're here. But we, it's more of a playful manner and a playful situation. I'm not going to try to embarrass nobody or talk down on them. But, like, people got to think for gossip, man. Gossip is the reason why it's all these reality TV shows and everybody pouring their business out. But I'm not into that. If I'm calling my homie, Prank know what we talk about, man. Me and Prank talk life, business. Like, we was roommates, so we done had some of the realest conversations, and it feel weird to talk about another person when they ain't really there. If y'all not talking about or venting about it, I just never really been in the gossip. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but, like, I really try to make sure if somebody ain't around, I don't want to talk about them and stuff like that, because it's like, you worry about too much about what they got going on compared to just focus on yourself. Like, somebody can say, yo, Tay, this and that. So how am I going to sit here and say, bring this and that? Like, I could talk about myself the same way somebody else can talk about me. So I think, you know, just not being judgmental is important.
So would you tell somebody, like, would you tell Pringle if somebody was talking about him, like, gossiping about him?
Yeah. I would say it in a way where it made sense. Like, yeah, bro, like, I wouldn't even come at the person who was gossiping. I would just, got to keep it playing. We gonna keep it played. Yo, bro, this is what happening. Like, oh, for real? I'm like, yeah, so now you know how to play that situation. Like, you don't react, you don't show too much emotion. You know, you just, you gotta be a boss about a lot of this shit, because It's all just depends on your perspective and how you handle certain situations. If you know somebody gossiping about you, you don't even got to say nothing. You just fall back from them. Like, okay, I'm going to just fall back a little bit. Engaging, it ain't going to do nothing. You just showed me who you really was anyway.
So do y'all feel like y'all have friendships that are worth fighting for? Not even if gossip is the reason that y'all fall out, but if y'all fall out over anything, are y'all going to fight for the friendship?
I mean, yeah, I feel like I would, like, just using, like, me and Ted as an example. Like, somebody like Tay, like, I'm cool with personally, you feel me? I know, like, I mean, like, in and out, like you said, we were roommates, we kind of lived together. But we know each other, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, real brothers, you know what I'm saying? Just different mothers. Me and Tay could never fall out about nothing. And I got, like, a couple friends like that, you feel me? And then, like, the loyalty thing is just, like, as long as you don't, like Tay said, like, as far as, like, the snake thing, you're not gossiping, nothing like that, then I could really rock with you forever. But, like, if I hear, like, somebody gossiping about me, like Tay said, I'm just reiterating it. You feel me? Like, I'm not approaching the situation. I'm going to just know how to play you. Like, I'm too smooth to just, like, approach somebody that I heard was just, you mean, talking shit about me. Something like that. Like, I'm too laid back. I'm just, like, I finesse too much for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just wouldn't be me. I just know how to play you.
So y'all wouldn't address it and be like, bro, why you talking shit about me? Like, I thought we was cool.
No, because my whole thing is, like, I'm real big on if it wasn't directed, I don't respect it. Mm-hmm. And that's what gossip, you know what I'm saying? That's what disrespect, anything I hear behind closed doors that wasn't directly said to me, you know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't have enough heart to say it to my face, then it's really no meaning in it to me. And that's just me, or more so like a mature tip with it. And that just brings less drama to my life, because what if I'm that type? What if you're that type of person that just address everybody that's gossiping about you? You know how many people gossiping about you?
Okay, not everybody, but I'm saying if your friend, even if it's not gossiping, if your friend is somebody that's supposed to be one of your closest homies, like your brother, is doing something that you don't like or you don't respect, are you going to address it?
Yeah, I'm going to address it if I respect it. But if I don't respect it, I'm just not going to address it. I'm going to just know how to play it. I might stop fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? If you ask me, then I'll tell you. But it's like, I'm just naturally fall back.
Wait. So.
No, you respect it.
If you don't respect, I'm trying to think of what, because guys are so
they're
different.
They're so different. Because we would be like, what? She said what?
Yeah, like she said what? Like.
Yeah, like real men, like.
They give me
drama, like, listen, real men are not drama filled. Like, if you.
But I'm not saying in the sense of gossip. I'm saying remove that. If your homie is doing some sucking shit, because y'all got any definition for sucking shit. If he doing some sucking shit and that's your homie, are you,
yeah, like,
you don't respect it, are you gonna go to him like, bro, I don't really like how you moving, and I'm telling you because you my dog.
Right, I feel that 100%. I was just more so talking about like gossiping, but anything in general, like other than gossiping, something behind my back, my homie on some like nut shit, you know what I mean, like he messed up, then like, yeah, I can keep it real with my homie. Like, even if we out and my homie create a problem that don't even involve me, that's just my homie. So obviously, you know, I gotta like stand behind him, be on his side, rock with him. You feel me? Like, I'm just that type of friend. But when we get in private, I'll tell you when you're wrong. Me and Tay been in a bunch of situations like that where I probably was in the wrong, you know what I'm saying? But just Tay just my man, you know what I'm saying? Then when we get in private, Tay would tell me like, yo, friend, yeah, that was your fault. You know, you was drawing. And I'll probably be like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, you're right, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I respect somebody like Tay. And a couple of my other homies, you feel me? Because the same way they'll keep it real with me, I'll keep it real with them behind closed doors.
Yeah, I'm definitely big on that. Like, you can, yeah, we can handle it behind closed doors. Okay, so in the instance that y'all have a friendship breakup, how do y'all deal with it? Like, y'all get to the point of falling out with this person. What's next?
That joint, I ain't gonna lie though, this is a dope conversation, because I don't feel like people know how valuable relationships are. Like, relationships with friends, family, your significant other, teachers, whoever you encounter shape you, whether you notice it or not. So like, that's why I like it. Like, everything Prince saying is, you know, is solid, but I just think that falling out, like, that's the, I ain't gonna hold you, that's like one of the things that hit me the hardest. I'm gonna keep it real. Like, falling out with a close friend, family member, or, you know, a girl, maybe my girlfriend, like, that shit, like, because it's like, what's life without the people you can experience it with? Like, I didn't have money, I didn't drove cars, I didn't travel, but, like, the best moments of my life came from experiencing it with somebody I really, really fuck with. So, like, I do my best to kind of hold myself accountable, especially as of lately, man, because a lot of how you act was ingrained into you, and it's just based off of stuff that you never addressed. Mm-hmm. But as you
preach,
you got to start to get tired of your own bullshit, man. I'm going to give y'all a real life situation with my homie. And I had a homie who I knew for a long time, and it was always love. His family knew my family. I knew his family. And we got into an argument. But the argument was just loaded because we didn't talk about stuff that we should have talked about before we got into an argument. That's how that should be working. Like, we was both harboring different things. And then when you're mad, your delivery is off. But words hurt more than physical abuse. Like, if you say something to somebody, they might never forgive you. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, he was a little emotional that day. So I was messing with him, but I threw a jab at him because he said something to me 2 days before that I never addressed and I didn't like it. So I threw a jab at him and he took that jab and he exploded. I'm a defensive type of person. So I'm like, what? And next thing you know, we had a real heated argument and then we fell out. But I really didn't want to argue. I just was, I'm just defensive naturally because of how I grew up. So I'm like, damn, man, this is my homie. Like, I ain't even want to take you there because he trusted me. Like, I ain't going to hold you. Like, trust is so important. And you can mess that up once you say the wrong stuff to somebody. So I'm like, damn, you don't never want to, you know, throw away the trust, because if you ain't got trust, that's when relationships with whoever start to get fucked up. So I talked to a couple of my peers. I'm like, yo, this is what happened. You know, what should I do? They're like, yo, reach out. Reach out. And like, I was like, you know, the bigger person. I'm not saying he wasn't or anything, but I reached out to him. And his response set me back. And it was like, damn, like, he was like, you know, stuff you said, it ain't sit well with me, but it's cool. I wish you the best. I'm like, damn, you feel me? That shit kind of was like, that affects you more than a lot of other shit out here. Mm-hmm. It's losing bad for multiple years, but I was intentional about holding myself accountable. So I kept reaching out. And eventually we had a solid conversation where I apologized on my end. I said why it happened. I said, you know, either way it go, I just didn't want you to look at me in that light because that wasn't really how I felt. You my dog. Like, I wish you the best. And then eventually time went through. And because I held myself accountable, I didn't say, man, fuck him. I'm good, man. I ain't do nothing. I was like, yo, I was wrong. You know, we both said things differently. And things actually got better overall because I was self-assessing and saying, sometimes I could be defensive. Sometimes I could be argumentative. Mm-hmm. But a relationship is like the key to growth. And I don't want to lose nobody that I value in my life. Because like, what you going to do? Go to work, get money. What you going to like travel? Like, who you really going to enjoy life with if you don't got no value? So that's the situation where I fell out with a homie. I self-assessed. I knew it was, you know, kind of my fault. I'll be the bigger person. I shouldn't have said this. I shouldn't have said that. But me being intentional about growing and managing the relationships and letting people know, yo, I respect you, I value you, saved the relationship that an ego might have destroyed. Because if I was leaned on my ego was like, man, I'm good. Man, I ain't, man, what? My ego started to take all this stuff and trying to paint the picture as if, you know, I would get something out of never talking to him again. But the whole point of it was to look at yourself and what role you played in it. But long story short, I know I got the rats right now. Everything was everything.
It's the self-awareness for me. I really love it.
That was really mature of you. Like, you reached out multiple times. Yeah. Like, I've been in that situation where I wanted to be like, man, fuck this shit. Like, I'm not about to keep reaching out. But when you know,
surprise,
like,
to the side.
Yeah. So that's really mature. Like, that's refreshing to hear from a man, especially. Sure. So
I appreciate that.
Y'all feel like if maybe this was like a young boy thing, or if y'all still do it now, where sometimes you gotta fight it out with your homeboy to get past something? Like, is that still something that y'all do?
That's prank. That's prank lane.
With me, like, I would say, like, growing and maturing and everything that I've been through, I mean, through life and, like, the little lessons I've been learning even recently, like, I would never put my hands, like, on my homie, you know what I'm saying? Like, if anything, I'm removing myself from the situation because, like, we grown now and, like, things is different. And I take the physical aspect of everything, even, like, drama, like, totally different nowadays. So it's just, like, I wouldn't get mad to the point where I'm gonna put my hands on you. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm gonna just remove myself from the situation. I feel like we can even, as men, and if we really friends, we can sit down and really talk about it. You feel me? Like, how I disrespected you, how you disrespected me, or what made you feel like wanted to do anything, and I can vice versa tell you what made me wanted to do anything. But like at this age, I'm not putting my hands on my homie. I'm not doing that at this age.
Okay. I respect it.
That's solid.
How do you feel about it?
That was some great points right there, man. That's like, you know that would end all beef in Philly? If men was like really men and they was like, yo, bro, like, what's going on? Like, people don't even know why they beef. They be beefing because it's cool.
Yeah.
People, like, y'all got ops, like, that's not an accomplishment. What are you talking about? Stop walking around telling people the ops are looking for you. And don't give me, there's people that's really into it. And I'm not, trying to bid because it's serious and it's unfortunate. But like what Prank said, man, I really respect that, man. Because it's like reacting physically. Will Smith, he made a post about it. And I respected that. Like, a physical reaction means you lost composure unless you're defending yourself. And to be able to maintain your composure in a pressure situation, you always want to win because your life can change in an instant. Yo, man, take some breaths, slow down, and you're deciding that factor right there can change your life. And you might not go into jail and you might be able to see your kids grow up. Like, if you really was on, and a lot of people beefing be similar. Philly, every part of Philly is so many similarities that people realize how similar we were. We would really be able to chop it up. Like, a lot of, when King Von died, his ops, like, was like, he was actually a cool dude, but they couldn't say it because the stigma of how it's cool to fight people in violence and it's all in the music. But like, I was watching, he really said some solid shit. He was like, I wish I ain't, had to grow up in a project. Like, people are naturally products of their environment. So we just got to find a balance of holding some accountability, because you know what's right or wrong, like, regardless. Mm-hmm. You got money, you know it's not right to kill somebody, but it's also not people's fault because there's an agenda that's forced on them through music, radio. We're stripped of our resources. The family structure is destroyed. So a lot of people don't even have the capacity to be a man. But as I was saying, if people handle stuff like, yo, this is my homie. Or, yo, this is my neighbor. He lived right there. Man, like, let's sit down and chop it up and figure out what's really going on. And because once you pull the trigger, you probably gonna get shot back, or you might end up in jail. And you only live one time, so your mom don't get to see you, your kids don't get to see you. You ain't never coming back. So like, imagine if it was somebody beefing. They like, yo, man, let's sit this down, chop it up, man. You got that shit on, bro. You fly, yo, bro. You know what, man? Like, really going on, like, cause it'd be like, you stripped of the resources, and then it's all retaliation. And once you get caught up in retaliation, and now you don't even know why I was beefing in the first place, because you're beefing because they killed somebody on your side or they killed somebody on that side. But like, what started it in the first place? How did we get here? Mm-hmm. But long story short, like I said, I could talk. So, but like, being able to handle that conflict in a way where it doesn't lead to anything physical is some solid grown man boss shit. Because niggas think aggression is power, but it's only powerful if you use it in a strategic manner. Like, war is an art. It's not, let's just onslaught. War is won through intellect, through resources, through organizing. It's not wild, wild west, shoot them up, bang, bang. It's okay. I'm gonna formulate a plan, figure things out, and using your mind.
Okay, gems.
I'm okay, sorry. He dropped a bunch of gems, and I think that's a great segue into societal expectations that are placed on men. And you talked a lot about it with them thinking that you gotta be aggressive all the time because you ain't no bitch, and you gotta ride or die for this the street life and all that beef and all of that. So, like, as two men, like, seeing what's going on in Philly and just on a larger scale, what advice do y'all have for other men out here to, like, reclaim your power and know that you don't gotta be a product of your environment?
I mean, like, just starting off, most importantly, I feel like people don't understand, you know what I'm saying, the time it take them to commit anything that they, you know, are thinking about committing, you know what I'm saying? Like, it take 25 seconds, like Wallow said, I heard him say it a couple of times. It take like 25 seconds to do something to somebody. It take 1 second to pull a trigger, kill somebody, shoot them in the right place, you know what I'm saying? And that one mistake for 25 seconds, 1 second, however long it took, you know, robbing a bank, you know what I'm saying? That can lead to you, you know, losing time of your life, you know what I'm saying, to prison and things of that nature. And I'm just looking at it like this, like, it's too much money, you know what I'm saying, that they get out here. It's too much life. It's too much life to live out here, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people got kids like me. I got a daughter, you feel me? So anything that I'm thinking about, you know what I'm saying, I always think about it first because I think about her, you know what I'm saying, and how that could, you know what I'm saying, like, cause an effect in her life. And I feel like a lot of men with kids to think about that. If you think about getting into the streets, you know what I'm saying, you got kids, just think about what you're choosing first. You putting your homies first, you putting the streets first, when really you got a kid at home, you know what I'm saying, that needs you. You feel me? And I feel like a lot of people don't be thinking about that. Even people with no kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, you in the streets, you trapping, you doing what you're doing, but really you putting that before your family, you putting that before your mom, you got a sister to go home to. You feel me? And a lot of people don't think about what they have to go home to, and they don't think about as much life it is to live out here.
Yeah, that's very true. So you got something you want
to
add?
Yeah, that was solid. To piggyback off of it, man, because I think about this all the time. You know, being from Philly is like a blessing and a curse, because our sauce allows us to go anywhere and we can be able to operate from the street smart, from the ability to hustle and the ability to communicate. And then also some of the hardships, because when you know how to take a hardship and use it as fuel and you go somewhere else where it's less resistance, more opportunity, you won't flourish. That's why when people go to New York, when people go to like DC, Atlanta, Florida, Houston, Atlanta, you take that Philly hustle, you won't flourish. So Philly has a lot of underrated attributes about us. It's just not popular, cool, and it's not mainstream. So people don't gravitate toward it. But like I was saying, I think about this question all the time, man, because I lost people to the streets. Like I was in the hood. I was raised in the hood, but I eventually moved to the suburbs. So I saw both sides of it. And I think that was eventually for a reason, because the exposure is eventually what leads you to more opportunities getting out of your environment. But men have to ask themselves to break this cycle, what do you want out of life? That's it. It, like, if I walked up to a motherfucker on the corner and they were traveling or whatever, like, what's going on? Like, what do you want out of life? It's going to force them to think long term. It's going to force them to think about tomorrow or next year or the year after that. And then it's going to force them to be self-aware. Because to know life, you got to know who you are. And that's the most powerful. What do you want out of life? Damn, man. You know, I always wanted to be a scientist. What do you want out of life? You know what? I want a house and see my kid. What do you want in life, man? You know, I always wanted to go to Dubai. Like, it's going to start to kind of get their mind bigger in a way where they think long term, which can maybe save them, because a lot of people change when they become a parent, because they look at their kids as the what I like to provide a better life for my kids. But longer, wait until you go to jail or wait until you have a kid to feel like you got to change the direction of your life, because it's now it's even harder. We got to figure out a way to stop the whole cycle of going to jail and figuring out your life, because that is just it's a system. There's a reason while that happens, once you go to jail and you can't get a job, then you're back in the streets, and jail isn't made to reform people. It's like the second form of slavery, because jail is predominated by African Americans, which are most, which relates to the family structure, the city. So everything is tied into this, and that. But we gotta self-aware and know what we want out of life so we can step outside of it. Like, and then I'm gonna just end this with a Nipsey Hussle bar. And because he was profound, he was like a prophet. And fortunately, he was a reporter, but there's good you can take from that, the same way you can take from Martin Luther King passing. But he said, it's just a couple niggas every generation that wasn't supposed to make it out, but the code, the matrix. And when they start to speak, it's like a, when they start to speak, it's like a coded language. Remind niggas of all their strength and all their stolen greatness.
I don't even have nothing. I know.
We might as well just end the episode right there. Drop the mic. Yes, this is tight podcast. Right. But no, you really just dropped some gems. And I feel like a lot of it is like the environment in which like we're brought up in, and like the different messages and the different
family structure.
Yes, family structure and systems of oppression. Y'all know I'm a social worker, so I know all about
family therapist.
Yeah, but like that's all true. And a lot of what you are talking about is the root of it is being self-aware.
Yeah.
And sometimes this is a good segue into mental health, because sometimes you can't get to that level of self-awareness and maturity without seeking the help of a professional. So we know that there's a stigma around mental health. Now, you know, it's on Instagram, Black Mental Health Matters, blah, blah, blah. It's a hashtag. But in real life, are people, especially men, because are men needed, mm-hmm. are they really utilizing these services? And y'all are speaking about a lot of important things. And from your experiences, y'all two, not saying y'all two in particular, but men who have these shared experiences could really benefit from therapy. So what are y'all thoughts about that?
Go ahead, Frank.
No, go ahead. You got it. I'm going to go
ahead to you. I think the stigma of people not thinking like in therapy is because you like people care about the opinions of others. So it's deep. Like a lot of people don't want to be called crazy. So just that alone will stop them from therapy. And number two, a lot of people don't know someone that went to therapy themselves, because people don't really talk about it because it's like taboo. It's like, I went to therapy. Oh, they crazy. They might think and look at me the same way.
I went to therapy, y'all. I'm in therapy, and I'm a therapist.
I went to therapy also, you know, that's where I was going. Like I went to therapy myself, but you just gotta look at therapy the same way you look at like going to the doctors. You go to the doctors to get physically, so go to a doctor, therapist to get mentally checked out, because everything starts up here. Mm-hmm. Just break it down to a level where it makes it casual. Like, oh yeah, therapy, man. And you don't have to go to therapy when something is wrong. Like you go to therapy.
Preach.
Good. Like you just gotta make it routine. And all you gotta do is find a therapist that's on your health insurance, you know, and find somebody that you feel like you're comfortable with and you relate to, and just start to talk. And another thing you can't do, you can't just rely on therapy. You have to be proactive in your own areas of life. Therapy isn't the end all be all or solve everything. It's going to help you understand certain things about yourself and why you think and how you think and why you move, so you can make of it, so you don't overthink yourself into depression or anxiety. But once you have it on the forefront, then you proactively address it through journaling, meditation, being active, volunteering, leaning on relationships, and trying new things.
Yes. Say, this your podcast. That's all I'm going to say. Pringle, do you have anything to add to that?
I mean, just adding on, piggybacking what he, I like all the points that he touched. Like, most importantly, when you go into therapy, just not relying fully on it and putting actions behind the therapy. But just like speaking from a perspective like me, like my first bit of experience from therapy is kind of different from everybody because I was young, you know what I'm saying? Like I probably was about 10 or 11 when I was going to therapy, and I never told nobody this. Like I don't even think Tay like noticed about me. So like I had just like a crazy environment change, and I guess I didn't know how to deal with it in a new environment that I was in. So therapy was, you know, recommended for me. And my experience wasn't really good because it made me at a young age feel like, you know, I was a problem and I was the problem and something was wrong with me because of the environment I was in. Everybody was just so different. You know what I'm saying? My first time going to school with, I would say, you know, Caucasian people, like just the opposite race. You know, I knew how to balance it, but they didn't think I knew how to balance it because I was just coming from a total opposite end of the world. So, you know, it made me feel like I was crazy. They offering, you know, Adderall, things of that nature. Gladly that I had some parents that were smart enough and, you know, cared about me to the point where they understood where I really didn't need it. But like just that small, you know, portion of my life, I was going to therapy from, like I said, 10 or 11. And this is while I was in school. They're pulling me out of class. I don't even know if they still do this. I was doing that until I was going to therapy from that age until I was in like eighth grade, just talking to me, what's going on at home, things of that nature. So yeah, like my experience on therapy, I'm sorry I'm talking, but it just wasn't so great. Like I said, I didn't really understand it. But like now I feel like at this point in my life, I probably would think about getting back into it because like I've experienced so many different things since then. And I'm affected by so many different things differently than I was when I was younger. Like just number one, like losing, you know, close friends. Like that's something that I've been dealing with since I was about 13. And it's been taking a toll on my life since then because every time I lose somebody, you know, the next year somebody else go, or the next 2 years somebody else go. And it's like I wasn't even over like the last one. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's really no perfect coping mechanism with this. And like just sharing like, you know, personal information with y'all. Like a few months ago, I was like in a little like depressed stage because like I lost like a close friend of mine. Somebody that like I kind of like I grew up with, and I was with him you know, a couple hours before he died. I was with him that same night. So like that whole experience was traumatizing me personally. I never told nobody because like y'all said, you know, like we men. So like sometimes, you know, when you're a man, you kind of feel like something isn't needed to be talked about, or, you know, everything is fine when really like it's really not fine because you sometimes, you know, you need to let that out. And so yeah, just going through things like that. And like, you know, take my man, you feel me? Like, I got a lot of close homies and nobody knew I was going like through this stage. And it's like, I lost plenty of friends and it all hit me differently. But like this one was just a little different. Like Tay said, like this man, like knew my mom, my dad, my sister, things of that nature. And I was just with him the night before. And it's crazy because like, I think this was God. Like we talking about like our childhood memories and I ain't seen this man in like 2 months. This is just somebody like I just rekindled with. And I think it was God who just like told me like, yo, answer the phone. I answered the phone. My man telling me come outside, get fried. I wasn't really smoking, but that's just like, I don't know. I just thought it was God. So yeah, he passed that night and that just put me in a crazy state of mind for a few months. And that's just something I was going through, but I would definitely be open to therapy in the near future. Just not because I'm going through like anything, but just, you know, just to talk to somebody about everything, just to balance this life shit out, because we all know this life shit ain't easy. Yeah. You feel me? Like we can make it look good. Like my pop used to tell me all the time, like you can make it look good, but this shit ain't easy. So that's just my take on it.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, Franklin. Like that's really important. So it's a part of the like normalizing of therapy. Like it doesn't have to be, and Tay, you said it too, it doesn't have to be something wrong. Yeah. Just to talk to somebody about life and things that's going on, and especially for men, understanding that it's okay to not be okay and giving yourselves permission to be sad. Like sad is not, it's a basic human emotion. It's not, oh, only females can be sad and cry. Like that, we come out of the womb knowing how to cry. Like this, it's so natural. And I just feel like society really paints this picture that men always have to be strong, and it's okay. Like I said, it's okay to not be okay. And I really appreciate both of your perspectives about it. And it's really important for men to normalize it for other men and talk about your experiences with other men and let them know, bro, I went to therapy. Like, it's cool. Like, in Pringle, you may have not had the best experience, but the fact that you're so open to it, that's a big piece of it. Like, you are not going to go, and I will hope that everyone has a great experience their first time, but maybe it doesn't work out for you. Like, it's okay. But to give up completely on therapy because of one bad experience.
Yeah, it's other therapists out here. Find the one who works for you.
Yes, definitely. So I appreciate y'all both for sharing. And y'all made me think about, like, and just still thinking about society expectations and this idea of social clock. So do y'all feel like y'all have a different social clock than women? And when I say that, I mean, like, women have this timeline of by 30, I have to check off these boxes, like being married,
have a baby,
like, you know, be doing all these things at this certain age. Do y'all feel like men also have that pressure from society?
I think we might have it more than women.
Please elaborate.
Look, I gotta throw a little honestly, it's hard as hell to be a black man in America. I won't lie to you, man. Like, that's why men, like, it'd be hard to express themselves, because it's like, men want to be accepted like anybody else, but they don't always know how to express that. So they just do it in ways that may come off the wrong way. Like, man, everybody need a hug, bro. Like, everybody might be acting all tough. Mm-hmm. You pull up, like, yo, bro, like, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying just random people, but, like, it ain't nothing long. Yo, what's up, bro? You cool? Like, you going on? That shit might change the whole trajectory of their day. Mm-hmm. Overall, about the expectations, man, like, a lot of what you do is to attract, like, you know, the right woman in your life. Like, a lot of stuff stems from, like, having your money right, having a fresh cut, having a good job, having a nice car, is to eventually attract a mate and then have a family. So, like, the pressure women be putting on us be crazy sometimes, because it's like, y'all want us to have everything figured out.
No, I'm gonna let you finish, yeah. But go ahead.
I'm keeping it real. Like, women want men to have, like, a lot of stuff figured out before they're supposed to figure it out. And a lot of people be blaming social media for stuff, and I don't think it's the cause of all the stuff they be blaming it. But this right here is social media. It's too much comparison these days. And yes, people looking at, they gotta have everything together. And there's a certain bit of a man projecting on there, like, you know, having everything together when it don't work like that, because this shit ain't fucking easy. Like, this shit ain't easy to manage a crib, manage your bills, keep a job, go to college, you gotta pay your bills, and then the girl wants you to pay her bills, because everybody ain't going 50-50. Like, man, come on, man. Like I ain't saying go 50-50. Listen, this is how we gonna carry it. If I got a chick, right, and when we get our own crib together, and we settle down, we get married, this is my game plan, right? Real quick. I'm bills for 2 years. While she paying the bills, while I'm paying the bills, she's gonna save 75% of her income. So say you're making 50 grand. 75% of 50 grand is, like, I don't know, 35. So year two, we're gonna have 50 to 70 grand to invest. Spread that across multiple properties, multiple assets, eliminate our financial obligation monthly. We got
That's a plan for a business-oriented person. What about our as regular folks that are therapists and other helping professions? How, because y'all know the stigma, we don't make that much money, but there is money to be made out here. But how do y'all feel about the regular working girl?
Oh, don't shoot your stuff. Listen, I'm about to tell you one thing real quick. It ain't about how much money you make, it's about how much you keep and you manage. Don't think because you're making a certain amount. I know some people who don't make the most, but they got more money than somebody making six figures, because their lifestyle doesn't, you know, go all crazy. So, I mean, it could really happen. It's a real life situation where a male may be able to provide. And even if you're making 40 grand or 30, 15% of that times that by two, that's 30 grand, 3.5% on a duplex. I know people who have done this. Like, I know people personally who work jobs and they have done this. It's just about talking about it, like how we're talking about it now. Mm-hmm. So somebody take that idea and attach to it. But that's just my.
All right, we want to say you're going to be my financial advisor. Okay, because I'm trying to get a house. Pringle, what do you have to add about the social clock and the societal, well, the pressure from women that Tay said is put on you all?
I mean, like he said, just piggyback on it. I don't think y'all understand, you know, how hard it is to be a Black man in America and the pressure that we deal with, just, you know, waking up every single day. And if you got a woman inside you, you know what I'm saying? It's just a little tad bit harder. You feel me? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a daughter, you know, I'm granted, you know, I'm blessed to be in a better position, you know, than not a better position. I'm just blessed to be in a good position. You know what I'm saying? To be able to take care of my daughter, but it could be harder. But like, I don't think I understand. Like our social, like it might be worse than y'all. Like Tay said, like we wake up, like we just find it, like me personally, like, I can find an avenue, you know what I'm saying? Like how to make money. I'm just looking for another avenue and I'm looking. And, you know what I'm saying? Like as a man and as a Black man, you know, I understand how hard it is already. So what I try to do is I try to definitely keep myself around a nice environment, an environment that I want to be like, a like-minded environment, you feel me? And I lean on my friends lean on me also. And like Tay said, we bounce ideas off each other. Me and Tay, like promise, and we done bounced a million ideas, you know what I'm saying? But before I was even fixing credit, me and Tay was already talking about credit like 4 or 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like just things like that. I feel like just the pressure that we deal with, you know, in our everyday lives and the will to just wake up and go and get it. Only certain men have that. And I feel like, I don't know, our clock, like you said, is like Tay said, it might be just, you know, worse than you guys. But talking about like the working women, I definitely I respect the working women more than I respect the leech, you know what I'm saying? Than a bad female out here begging, you know what I'm saying, receiving handouts, you know what I'm saying? A woman that's going to work every single day and trying, like, are you serious? You know how hard it is to try every single day. Like you try hard on Monday. You got to wake up and try hard again on Tuesday and do that same shit Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Some people do it Saturday, Sunday. So it's just like the working women, like I applaud y'all and I put y'all over, like I said, just the woman that's not out here trying, that's receiving handouts. It's plenty of people out here, plenty of women out here, you know, getting money. But like the women that's actually trying, I don't care what you're doing. If you're trying, you already on a pedestal to me.
I respect it. Okay. It is. And I'm not going to take away from the pressure that y'all feel. Yeah. I don't think it comes from women. I think it comes from society. But we also feel pressure. And I feel like our pressure is different more so. I think like Tay said, all boils down to finding this your right person. Yeah. Like it comes down to being an ideal match. But for guys, it seems to be financial. And for women, it seems to be a thing about image and your beauty. So I feel like that's where the disconnect is, because society is like, a man should be taking care of the household. He should be doing this. He should be able to provide. Whereas a woman, she should be looking nice. She should keep herself upkept, you know, like come home and be in sexy lingerie after working all day. Like,
and cook and clean and everything.
That's not realistic. So I definitely feel like it's pressure from both ends. And social media definitely complicates it. And I say this all the time, social media is fake. It's fake. Don't compare yourself to anything you see on social media. Like I curate my page to the stuff that I want people to see.
I need to do that.
Like y'all will not see anything that's going on in my life. Y'all gonna see the fun vacations, me going out with my friends, taking shots. Y'all not gonna see the day-to-day of me struggling and having my mental breakdowns. Why would I put that on social media? Granted, some people do that, but they're for the people. But that's still, it still has the element of
being fake. They want to be transparent.
Yeah, fake news. But don't compare yourself to social media. But in thinking about how we're doing all of these things for the right mates, I want to talk about dating is, I mean, since y'all got all this pressure put on y'all from us, how do y'all handle dating? Because it seems like it's a bunch of games being played out here. So is y'all really, where is the pressure coming from? Because y'all playing with us too much.
What type of games is being played? How's it going down? It's all the gossip though now. Is she with me or what?
Y'all really, I feel like men, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like y'all play a bunch of games, and then decide, all right, I'm going to be serious. But it doesn't seem to be the girl that stayed down during the game playing. Y'all decided to go be the man that you was always supposed to be.
For some new bitch.
What? Help me understand.
I ain't gonna lie, yo. That come from society because...
How did that come from society, Tay? Stop lying.
I'm about to tell you the standard. People, this is what people judge men off of. They car, they money, and they girl. It's just like, you can look at it in any circumstance with somebody who got bread. It's the same story every time. Once they make it to the league, or they becoming an NFL, they don't care what the lady did or what they did, they won't get a new chick. But that's like, it's wrong. I do feel like it's wrong, but it's just like, people like that image. It's just an image. It comes down to the image. It's like, the chick go with the car go with the crib. It's just a lifestyle. It's the same. You can look at it all the time. Look up NFL wives, look up NBA wives, look at rapper wives. They all look the same. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Tell these niggas who playing games. They don't got these nice cars and all this money. What's their excuse?
Same thing in Philly. I'm tapping my bro.
Yeah, Frank, help me understand.
So basically, I agree with Tay. Tay just nailed everything. You know what I'm saying? I have no rebuttals, but I don't think y'all understand, you know what I'm saying, what he's saying. But I definitely agree with him 100%.
I don't understand what he's saying. So
it's the image is the same, and it's always been like that. It ain't just start.
So you bet it's like you when you upgrade your lifestyle, you upgrade your girl, basically.
That part.
But when you walk through and she nice, y'all notice it the same way we do.
What about the niggas who just playing games and they ain't upgrade nothing and like they just playing games and decide, oh, I'm gonna be the great man for this new bitch.
What's busting windows out of cars?
What's their excuse? If they didn't up, they still the same nigga they was already. They just being a better nigga to the next girl. What's that like? What's the reason for that?
At that point, the chick got they wasn't into you how they thought they was. That's a sign that their interest was somewhere else, and
that's
it's hard for
sign that you was playing games.
That's the sign that games messing with any Philly chick because that ain't gonna fly with anybody.
Beating on your girl, you leaving her for somebody new. Like, what's the you mean?
No, not like that. I'm saying so y'all probably don't get this perspective because y'all guys. So from a female perspective, we tend to ignore red flags, which is our fault. Mm-hmm. We tend to stay down with a guy, even though he's like, I'm not ready. I don't want a relationship, blah, blah, blah. We stay down as he's getting himself together because we always believe in the potential of what he can be, not looking at what he is right now. And then he finally, something flips in him where he decides, you know what? I'm the man that I was always destined to be. You ain't the girl for me. They don't say it like that. But basically, you put in your blood, sweat, and tears for X amount of years, and then the nigga ends up going to the next girl, and she's reaping the benefits of this man that you essentially built up. I'm asking, what is your process? Like, what is your thought process behind it? I'm pretty sure y'all have had that experience. Y'all probably don't think of it in that way, but y'all have probably done that before.
Why are you blaming a man? Like, I think that's a two-way street right there, right?
I said that it is our fault because
taking accountability, self-awareness.
I did say that, but what is your accountability in it?
I don't think it. I mean, it's easy to say. I think the it lies on what the woman is going to accept.
What you allow is
but no. Just because somebody allows you to do something doesn't mean you should do it.
Men are disrespectful.
Just because somebody is allowing you to play with them, why are you playing with them?
Because it's not necessarily like playing with them. Like if you dealing with my and y'all vibing, and it's like it's kind of like it's hard to really explain because it's like
always
like,
hard to explain.
It's vibing. I'm sorry, Ty. I'm a little.
We're vibing. We're going with the flow. We're just seeing where it takes us.
Going with the flow forever.
Yeah, it's like Tay said. Like it's your fault. Like you know what I'm saying. Like I'm not personally myself because like. I'm not just going straight take advantage of somebody at this day and age, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't need a female. But like when you dealing with you know what I'm saying, like certain dudes and you want a relationship or you know what I'm saying, you don't feel like just talking, you don't like him talking to other girls, you know, you gotta voice that. Cause if you don't voice that, you don't bring it to his attention, then it just may never happen.
Okay, but when we bring it,
and then when he gonna be like, you not my girl.
And yeah, I'm not saying that I have been the dummy bitch where he said, I don't want a relationship. And I'm like, okay, I'm still going to stick around. I've been there. But why, as a man, are you not saying, like, y'all can see when a girl is catching feelings or when she's doing too much or when she think it's something that is not. Why, as men, are y'all not saying, yo, I told you, I think we should cut it off because you're not listening.
I mean, some men are just content with vibing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody wants to break a heart. But, like, as a female, as a strong, I'm just like trying to help y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like all women, you know what I'm saying? But as a strong female, if a man is not giving you what you want on any type of level, then cut that off. Like cut that shit off. Like stop wasting your time. You know what I'm saying? Cause y'all let these men string y'all alone and you just blame it on a man when you got to think about it. If you do something that man don't like, you think he going to just sit there and take that shit?
No,
he's gonna cut. Hell no. Exactly. So listen. You gotta value yourself. Because when you value yourself, then that's when you exit all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like me personally, I value myself. So if I see a red flag from a girl that I'm talking to, we're not even on that level, you're not my girl. Like I'm exiting you out the situation. I'm not even gonna say nothing. But it's just like I just respect myself too much for that. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not going to just allow to continue to keep happening. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not rocking with it, and I feel like y'all should carry the same way. Cut these niggas off, man.
I like that, because we be out here talking. This is why I'm cutting you off, because of A, B, C.
Okay, like, and they do not give a fuck. They be like, okay, if that's bye. What you want.
Okay, and I respect it. See you later.
Yes, we're clearly triggered right now. But I appreciate y'all are a rare breed, because the majority out here, it's playing in faces, and they just like, okay, and just because somebody let you play in their face, you should be the bigger person and not allow that. You shouldn't want to do that. Like, you should be a good person and just be like, I can't do this.
I'm not
girl.
For you.
Like, y'all should cut us off if we start
from the
like
beginning.
This.
The beginning. Don't wait.
Yeah, Ty, what do you have to add?
One more time. Just one more thing. Y'all tight, yo. All this is just because it's the type. Like, it's the type of person that y'all dealing with, right? Because I'm about to tell you the thing.
All look at the same type, if you ask me.
Go all the way down. Look at Future and Sierra's situation, and then look at Cassie and Diddy's situation, right?
Tell me.
Who they dealing with was stringing them on, kind of how y'all saying they were stringing them on, and then changed the type of person they was dealing with. It's a type. They chose that was more grounded and might be considered corny.
I need a
corny. I don't know why they calling them
okay,
corny.
Russell is not corny, and neither is that guy.
And we need to normalize that. Don't call good men
a gentleman,
corny.
A gentleman.
Like, that's weird. Oh, I'm sorry. No, we agreeing with you, though. We agreeing with you.
All right. We good. But no, that's the stick. It's the vision of who corny and who ain't. That's especially in Philly. Philly is the most superficial, bougie, whatever you want.
Come on, nigga. Please. That's what I want.
I'm gonna say the prayers tonight.
I'm sorry. All right.
Long story short, the people they dealt with after them cuffed them, had a family with them, like that.
Okay, where those niggas at then?
That's it. They was being strong along the way. They changed what they value, like Prang was saying. It's coming down. Their choices led them to where they needed to be.
Okay.
If you let somebody guide you, they're going to guide you. Like, it's just human nature. Humans do that all the time. America do it. That's what just human. If somebody could do something, unfortunately, people, because the majority of people out for themselves anyway, so they're going to, what they want, they kick, and they want to eat it too. But it takes for you to, like Pringle said, to value yourself. And that's what Sierra did. And now I can't judge Future or Diddy and none of them, but they were in situations dealing with people who didn't want what they wanted. That's what it is. Got to deal with somebody who want, not somebody that you necessarily want to be with for a variety of reasons. Y'all got to want the same thing, because you can want somebody, but they not where you at with it, so it's not going to work. Got to know when you're in them situations, and they live change. You kind of can see how their lives change. Like, they Sierra got, like, married, and Cassie got married, like, within a year. That shit crazy. Like, damn, man, they had kids. And all that, Future taking care of, Russell taking Future's son, and then Future was crushed. He made a whole, thanks for Sierra, we got some of the best Future music ever, because I ain't gonna hold you, rappers don't really want to live that life they be talking about. That's not natural for a man to want to do all that. It just sounds cool, and it's a look, it's an image, and people think it's still cool to have a bunch of chicks. I'm not judging or nothing like that. But everybody really want a solid woman in their corner, like, and that's when your life gonna change immediately. That's why his music's going crazy. He dissing Russell and all that. Like, you supposed to be bored, bro. Like, I thought you was bored. Like, you had her and you lost her, but that's because he just ain't having shit together. But yeah, I think it's a type and just holding yourself accountable.
And knowing your worth.
Yep. Cheers to that. Thank y'all. Yes, I appreciate it.
Thank y'all
it.
For the gems. I'm a really
yes, this. Value ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I have a question about dating and this whole thing. I know y'all see it, and I think Lil Durk was the latest example of the body count debate. Thoughts. That's all I'm saying. I don't have nothing else to say but thoughts.
Me personally, like, I'm not going, I don't know. Like, I agree with what he's saying, you feel me? Like, I'm not the type of a dude that's going to ask you, you know what I'm saying? Like, your body count, you feel me? Like, I know a lot of people where I could just, you know, I forgot how this go, where weed out the wheat, or, you know, I forgot how that phrase go. But it's just like, if I know, I mean, me personally, I'm not cuffing, you know, nothing that my man, you know, touched, you know what I'm saying? I can't cuff that personally. So if that's my only, that's like my main rule, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not too focused on body counts, things of that nature, because we all grown. You meet somebody at this age, we 25 plus, you feel me? Like, a lot could happen in them 25 plus years. So like, my thing is, if you're not all out and about, you know how to carry yourself, you know, as a woman, you feel me? And you're not in every dude face. You know what I'm saying? I'm not hearing your name mixed up in a bunch of bullshit. And like I said, you ain't touched none of my homies. You know what I'm saying? It's looking green to me. And if you are, you know, a good woman, you know, you on your hustle or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You got a good head on your shoulders. Like, it's green for me. I don't like no hoe shit, though. Like, that's my only thing.
What's some hoe shit?
Like I said, like...
Oh, you fucked your homie?
Fucking a lot of niggas.
That was like years ago, like 10 years ago. Like, she was a teenager. No.
Like, all I'm gonna say is
she didn't know you yet.
I said was body counts specifically don't mean shit to me. But if I'm hearing a lot of niggas that you ain't dealt with, now that's another story.
But that's their fault for talking.
Okay, it's
their fault for talking, but you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to blame you for what you did, but that's just a personal rule
so
that
she
I got.
She can't get caught. She can have a lot of bodies. You just can't find out about it
if it's the homie.
I mean, listen, that's basically how these females carrying it this day and age anyway. You feel me? So like I said, body count really don't mean nothing to me at this day and age.
Are you going to ask somebody, what's your body count?
No, I'm not doing that at this age. Why would I do that? Because it's not like she's going to tell me the truth anyway.
Right. Even if they did tell you the truth, you're not going to believe them. So it's no point to ask that question.
Exactly. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna just get my own experience from you. I'm gonna learn you, you know what I'm saying, from my own personal perspective. You feel me? Like that's just how I carry my own self. You feel me? Like
okay. Hey, that's a solid answer. Say, what is your thoughts on the body count debate?
Man, I think, you know, like I said, to piggyback off Prince, he was definitely, you know, saying a lot of how men think. It's just like, we grown, so like, obviously, you know, that's a weird question to ask. Like, we grown, we adults. Like, intimacy is normal and all that. But like, me personally, I just couldn't like marry somebody who was known, like you a known hoe or like known for it, and you got a crazy.
So why are we talking? That's the problem. How does somebody get the designation as a hoe unless niggas is talking?
Women talk, niggas talk. That's what people do. It's just people got to tell somebody something or they don't feel the same. So once they tell somebody else, they tell somebody else, they tell somebody else. That's how everything works. It's just somebody tells somebody, like, people don't want to keep it to yourself. It's just like, yo, for real, you too? It's just the same way with women. Y'all do the same thing. Y'all talk about who y'all dating and what's going on, and then that travels because somebody else heard it and somebody else heard it, and then that's
if
how...
I'm telling my friends something that they shouldn't be telling nobody else. Yeah. Like,
y'all talking more than us, though.
Y'all niggas really be talking more than bitches these days. Like, y'all, it's really no reason for somebody, unless she fucking even if she is fucking homies, how do y'all know that she fucked your homie unless one of y'all is talking about it? Do y'all talk about everybody y'all have sex with? Y'all be like, yo, I fuck Sarah. Like,
like we really live together. I'm not like, me and him, like, I'll talk to the people I'm really close with.
So you tell them play by play of who you have sex with?
No, not like that. Like, but I'm just saying, we live together, so we know who we dealing with. And it's like, we just keep it in the family. Like, we don't do too much. Just, oh, bro. And then we didn't even have some situations where I was in a nutty situation and he was rocking with me. Like, we didn't been there where, you know, I didn't been, like, on it, like, dealing with some nut shit. Because you sometimes you need somebody to vent to, and when you're dealing with that, so they
gonna... don't gotta say their name and distinctive features about them that they would...
And ain't nothing wrong with them knowing them. Like, it's not gossip, but they talking about a situation.
That's how it gets spread. You just say, you tell somebody, they tell somebody. Discretion is key. Shut the fuck up about who you're having sex with. Like, if everybody shut up about who they have the sex with, nobody will be called a hoe. Do y'all agree with that? If everybody shut the fuck up, how you gonna know who a hoe and who fucking who?
Like, that's not, you know, come on. We on a talk show right now. Like, people like to talk.
But if everybody shut up, how you gonna know who fucking who?
I mean,
I'm happy they do talk, so I won't be walking around here looking crazy. Thank you.
Like prime example.
Okay, like, I'm confused.
Like, listen, man, prime example, man. I'm a real nigga, man. I'm gonna keep it real. Like, if I see Tay somewhere, you know what I'm saying, with a girl, and he's talking to me, yo, I really like this girl, this and the third. And if I didn't came across, I'm telling them I done came across. That's my man. You feel me? I got to keep it to be my man. And my man going to keep it to be my man.
Why you blocking Blessings? That could be his wife.
I'm not blocking Blessings, but what type of friend would I be if I let my man take it there with somebody that got secrets behind his back and I got a secret behind his back?
Hold on.
I'm about to tell you. First of all, if my man, say if he wanted to, you know, even start dating this girl, relationship, and they think about marriage, we at that age now, you feel me? So, like, what if he take it there with her, and me and her got this secret behind his back? That's me picking the girl over my man, which I would never do, you feel me? Like, that's just me looking out for him. Like, if it's just a regular girl, you know what I'm saying, we might not talk about it. But if it's somebody that, like, okay, like, you like this girl, this, that, and the third, I'm going to tell you as a true friend, because me personally, I would want to know. Like, I'm going
to
feel
some
type. But
that's going to make him not want to talk to her no more.
Oh, listen. Like, it's just me. Like, so you would you tell me that you got a friend. Like, say if your friend start dating a dude, you and this dude had sex. You're not going to tell your friend you had sex with this dude and she taking it there with him?
We would.
Listen. Right.
We would have known that. So, like,
come on now. So listen.
Girl code in it all.
That's, we have a code. So you already
wouldn't be talking to him.
Okay. But I'm saying that you're wrong for telling him. You should tell him. But what I'm saying, y'all so prideful that y'all be like, my homie fucked her 10 years ago before I even knew that she existed, and now I can't fuck with her no more. Like,
all right, no.
She chose you though. Like, she chose your friend.
I'm different. I'm different. Like me personally, like I didn't vibe with I want to say like not a few, but I didn't vibe with a female personally that my man touched years ago. You know what I'm saying? I honestly vibed with her and I liked her. You feel me? Like, but that's just something that I knew. She didn't know I knew, but that's a reason why I couldn't trust her because my man told me she didn't. You feel me? Like I didn't question her. I didn't question her about it, but it's just like, you know what I'm saying? I heard this, but you're not telling me. You think you and my man got a secret behind my back, but he told me. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I'm carrying it. You feel me?
All right, like, if she told you the truth and she was honest, like, yeah, I did deal with him back in such and such, would you respect that? You could get over it or no?
Yes, I don't hurt me with no lies. Like with this, don't hurt me with lies. I mean, don't comfort me with lies. Like hurt me with the like. I want to know. You feel me? Like, so I'm gonna respect it when you tell me the truth. I don't care how it make me feel. Like, just keep me in the know. Like, I'm big on being in the know. Like, I hate being on the outskirts of something that, okay, I don't know. You feel me? Because what if it blow up? I could find out by somebody else. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Then it's going to blow up. So I'd rather you keep it real with me, you tell me the truth, and then let me make the decision on how I want to move forward after that. I'm going to really respect that, like, as a man. You feel me?
I like that. It's all about honesty.
Okay, yeah, I can appreciate that. Yeah. And I see where you're coming from.
You have a choice in
this. Yeah, I definitely for men and women, give that person a choice to decide what they want to do with the information. But I'm just saying, don't, if this was 10 years, let's say we 35 and they mess with them freshman year in college and you holding it against them.
Like, that's fired.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna hold that against you. That's insane.
Yeah, especially if they didn't know. It's one thing for somebody to go at their friends in a friend group.
Yeah.
That's different. But if you really didn't know, because that's one thing. Y'all niggas be dapping up everybody and be like, that's my bro.
Very friendly. Like,
y'all be too friendly out here. So y'all need to draw the lines between who is a yes say niggas. Y'all play basketball with a nigga. That's my bro. That's a nigga you play basketball with.
Acquaintance.
Like, let's just put it out there. Well, some of your fellow nigga peers out here be doing it. Yo, this really was a very insightful conversation, to say the least. I appreciate y'all for dropping by and sharing some guy code. Even though we may not see eye to eye on it, I understand it a little bit better. But before I let y'all go, we're going to do our first installment of X-Tay. We're going to do X-Tay, but we don't know. Next season, it might be X-Tay, but for this episode, it's going to be X-Tay. So I'm just going to read something that a listener wrote in, and I'm going to throw it to Tay first to give his advice, and then we all going to chime in. So it says, hey there, Pillow Talk. I'm in need of some advice. I've been dating this guy for about a month now. When we're together, everything is amazing and our vibe and chemistry is off the chain. He works at a barbershop and I usually pull up on him at work during his less busy times, or he'll come over to my place. I've never been to his place, which is fine, but my problem is he works overnight also and goes ghost every night until around 7 a.m., which is the time people usually get off. He said he works in a warehouse, so he can't really be on his phone. I let that slide, but here's where it gets crazier. I found his Instagram, and one day when he wasn't texting back because of quote-unquote work, he was at a carnival and kept posting pictures with him at with him. I'm sorry.
With him and what?
I'm sorry. This has never happened before. Clearly, we're lit. Okay. When he wasn't texting back because of quote unquote work, he was at a carnival and kept posting pictures with him and different older ladies, which I assume was his aunts or other female relatives. I kept watching his page, and one of the last story posts was him and another female, and he had his arm wrapped around her waist. I know that wasn't family, so I screenshotted it and sent it to him. He hasn't replied to any calls or texts since then. I do want to hear what explanation he has for this. Should I have waited to confront him in person? Do you think this is grounds to cut him off? I don't know what to do. I'm so confused.
I'm not confused. No.
Next caller.
Because you ain't talking about shit.
that's a layup. Oh, she got it. Honestly, though, this is what she needed to do, though. Move on and do not deal with anybody else. Invest into herself and give her some time so that she not harboring over that when it's a clear situation they're not into you how, you know, you into them. Like, why stress yourself out and worry about somebody's whereabouts when she just laid the whole story out and all the facts herself? She just got to use that self-awareness and, like, you know what, like, what, like what type of person do I want to deal with? Like, she got to find herself. Like, and I'm not saying you can't date while finding yourself, but sometimes when you don't know who you are and know what you value, you settle. She's settling right now. Like, she told us what, she told us everything we need to know. Like, come on. Like, I ain't about to mess homie game up or his situation, but, like, it ain't that serious. It ain't that deep, and it's only been a month. Like, they ain't together. She don't owe nothing to him, and he don't owe nothing to her. And if y'all ain't official anyway, that's where you messed up at. Like, if you ain't official, you can't even really take it there. So that's where the playing the games come in at, because people be in these situationships and they don't have any type of title or true connection. So everything is, bears like, it's like, well, you're not here. So she has to date more intentionally and set the expectation from the beginning and date somebody that's on that level already, what she's ready for.
That's a good answer. You said, what you mean? You said it. You ain't know, you don't need to confront him in person. Then he didn't text back. He already know he got cool.
He at the corner. I thought he was at work at the warehouse. He at the corner booth. Like, sis, know your worth. Like Pringle was saying all episode, know your worth. Find somebody else. What's that TikTok saying? Find another nigga, whatever Monique. We say it on the TikTok.
Find somebody else. Not today. Don't ask me no questions. Find somebody else.
No, he tried to play in your face. And he posting it. He not even being secretive. So,
but yeah, she said I found on his Instagram. So
y'all not following each other?
Yeah, that's a red flag. It wasn't
private. At least if you want to do he didn't think much of her anyway.
DeFranco, what do you think about this? You was quiet.
I mean, I don't want to step on homie toes. You know what I'm saying?
You go another part of guy code. They don't want
to step on toes. My business.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, all I'm gonna say is the proof is in the pudding. That's I'm gonna just leave it right there. Like, the proof is in the pudding. She done pointed out every reason why she should make the decision that she's thinking about. So I'm gonna just right there.
Yeah, let him go to the corner booth with his aunts or quote unquote whoever that was.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but sis,
he tried it.
Get it together, sis.
Okay.
It's a no. You already know. You don't need to confront him in person and hear what possible explanation can he give you.
Just cut him off, like y'all were saying.
Yeah, block him.
Just shut it down.
Ain't nothing. You don't need no explanation. Ain't nothing to talk about. Next caller. Like, you did too much even sending the screenshot. Like, he know what he did. You tripping. But yeah, good luck. Yes, and value yourself. And don't put unexpected pressure on men. They already get enough of it from society.
Mm-hmm.
But on a serious note, I really do appreciate y'all for joining us for episode 7. Yes. And hopefully, you know, we get Tay back on here because Tay be preaching and dropping some gems. Like, you ever thought about writing a book? Because you really should.
I appreciate that, man. And that's what I was saying, like, in the beginning, shout out to y'all for creating a platform to create this dialogue, man. We said a lot of stuff that can change our lives if we heard it, if they heard it, you know, from the how men are viewed in society, how you got to express yourself, importance of mental health. And, like, y'all really got, like, a lot of positive things, you know. I challenge y'all to just do this consistently, because it's what we need as a community to be able to, like, and even hearing stuff that Pringle said, man, this, I ain't gonna lie, this made my week. Like, I like interacting and engaging people, especially after college, because it's like we all spread apart now.
Mm-hmm.
Act in a way where it's just positive and we're embracing where everyone is in regards to what they got going on in life. Y'all got y'all show. Pringle has his credit business. He has a daughter, his own spot and all that. And I'm moving around. So it's nice to kind of see we all doing good things and then still be able to kind of be there. Like, I'm happy that Pring, you know, told me that. And now I kind of, like, I'm not saying I'm gonna, like, be on him, but I'm just like, bro, you good. Like, now sometimes that's all,
because
it ain't no reason for somebody to face stuff. And even myself, like, I ain't got it all together And then I don't want to make it seem like I know everything or I'm right. Like, I just really been intentional about like who I am, how people perceive me, not in a way where it affects me, but in a way where I just want to be positive. Like, I feel like positivity and optimism is the cure, because a lot of things is decided based off of your intent. So if you want to do something, you can do something. If you don't, you don't. So keep doing what y'all are doing. Keep spreading this dialogue and try to, you know, really make it something that's huge, because y'all got the power to give the dialogue that we need in our community to combat all the degree and stuff. And I ain't really going to get into it, but this is positive. This is Black people coming together, breaking down barriers and talking about things that ain't talked about enough. So shout out to y'all for even inviting me on the show. Shout out to Prank. Me and Prank, man, we really got a solid relationship. It's hilarious. Like, the type of stuff that, like, we've been able to kind of grow. Like, we've really seen each other grow in all aspects of their life. So, you know, that's a testament to show, like, how important brotherhood is, man. Like, me and Prank, let's see each other out. Like, because the way he handle and the way I handle it is different, but we listen to each other because we respect each other. So it's cool to have somebody around you that you can kind of respect, and they tell you certain stuff because that's how you grow. Because from then, he gonna tell you something that you might not even know, and then I listen, and then that's gonna make me better overall. But yeah, just shout out to y'all. Keep doing what y'all doing. I do got a book that I'm, you know, I plan on writing.
Yes.
This was great, man. Y'all goaded, man. This is what we need.
We appreciate you. And we can only end on that.
Yes, you've been dropping gems.
Yeah, we gotta drop the mic. Yes. That is the end of a really great episode. Thank you both. I hope you guys enjoy listening to another good episode of Pillow Talk Uncensored. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at pillowtalk_uncensored. And don't forget to shop with Acoma Aesthetics. See you next time.